This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Stefan Molyneux, FreedomDomainRadio.com is our guest for another 5 minutes, and I'm going to open the phones up, cover a bunch of news, get to a bunch of clips I haven't hit yet. The reason I get so serious about this is I know history. It's from all different sides. It's incontrovertible what we're facing. The globalists are a group of capitalists that have decided to create a monopoly and then use socialism and communism to control us. They write white papers admitting it by the thousands. I mentioned Tragedy and Hope several times today. That's an 1,100-page book. This isn't our opinion. It's not my opinion that they were spying on Trump. They admitted they were. It's not my opinion Obamacare was written by insurance companies to screw you over and raise prices and you not have an open market. And so we just kind of hit that point where you have a lot of losers that imagine they're part of the power structure. And that goes for Republican blue bloods and others as well. But then, you know, I'm with the establishment. I'm compromising. You can't compromise with cancer. Stefan, other points, my friend.
Well, I think it's important to remember when you're looking at the American political landscape, not just the Western political landscape as a whole, is that the leftists have lost the war of ideas. You could argue they lost the war of ideas almost a century ago when Ludwig von Mises published his great works against socialism and collectivism and central planning and so on. The left has lost the war of ideas, and this is why they're turning to censorship. This is why they're turning to outright vote buying in general, just by offering more and more government programs to more and more people. And it's hard to understand things like Obamacare. I mean, the left has wanted single payer healthcare for decades, but
why they can't stop like Venezuela. It doesn't matter if it kills them;
they'll
just keep going
because they want more and more third world migrants to come to the West because those third world migrants come from collectivized cultures, come from tribal cultures, and vote for big government. 80%, 85%, 90% in some regions and among some demographics. They regularly vote for the left. So why did you need Obamacare? Because it was really, really tough for immigrants to get the health care that they wanted. So they had to pass that, not because they care about people's health care. If they did, there wouldn't be so many kids being drugged in schools. They'd shut that down right away, in my opinion. But what they want to do is they're constantly trying to get people in, bribe money, print money, who are going to vote for the left. Why? Because they have no arguments whatsoever. Their arguments have been defied by history, by logic, by economics, by the mounting pile of bodies of socialism around the world, thus being added to now people hunting for rats and pigeons in the sewers of Venezuela. So they've lost the argument for ideas, and now it has all become manipulation. It has become ballot stuffing. It has become illegal immigration, and it has become massive vote buying in the form of government programs.
Sell the world out to be in charge for another week, even though it all collapses, and the elites are running off to, like, the Pacific everywhere, Tasmania, Kauai, you name it, admitting they think it's all going to collapse. Wow.
Well, it is, and all you have to do is ask yourself, if illegal immigrants voted for Republicans, would the Democrats be so keen on having them in? And everybody knows deep down what the answer is. They're being used as human pawns. They're not being used as individuals. They're not being appreciated as individuals. They're being used as objects for the addict to get his power lust, the one drug that drives them mad and might bring us all down if we don't fight their addiction. Power, power, power. The greatest drug, the greatest ring. I think we know in which lava pit metaphorically they need to end up.
To me, the greatest power is the thrill of seeing success of everybody and competition and the huge college of open ideas, and to see your children with other children living into the future and the dreams of humanity and having individualism and just all the incredible choices it gives us. It's so sexy compared to doddering Pelosi and Kim Jong-un. Every state-run thing always has, like, this pathetic creature at the head of it, like Hitler was a pathetic little rat creature. I mean, it's like, what the hell is this?
It is the greatest glory in humanity, which is a choice of ideas. You know, when I grew up in England, Alex, we had three channels. Two of them, I think, were owned by the government and, you know, the corporation. Which
you were forced to pay for it.
Jimmy Savile. So I grew up with two channels. Now you flip on your computer, you have an infinite choices. I love the competition. I love the openness. There's no shortage of audience for the truth. I think we just keep speaking the truth, keep passionately bringing
and there's nothing they can do.
Their mind.
Yeah, because they can shut you and I down. 10 morals sprout up because people now have the taste for a larger palate. Stefan Molyneux, amazing. Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have three interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, when your eyes were trembling, mermaid.
I got to hand it to the pedophile networks that pretty much run the planet. You got a lot of nerve. But the people are about to strike back politically. But they had this Washington Post writer, and it's been syndicated across the country. I'm told it was out of the paper this morning. Some family read it. Salt Lake City Tribune, Washington Post, you name it. Margaret Sullivan, Alex Jones, sorry excuse for an apology. You know, I'm going to show you, Margaret Sullivan, some of the folks we're talking about, like Jerry Epstein and the criminal investigations, Anthony Weiner, and then we're going to show you some of the big pedophile arrests going on around the country and kids getting found in little cages, and then you point your finger at me when I say we've covered a lot of news reports, and There have been false reports out there that we've mentioned concerning a pizza place, and then you act like we're fake news like you because of that. You sit there on your high horse shaking your finger at me. I took the high road on something because I have integrity. And because when I cover things, it needs to be documented. We're swimming in an ocean of crimes against children and networks covering it up to such a massive level that for probably 10 years, I've been in retreat from it. And I had an epiphany this weekend. I'm going to talk about the bottom of the hour. I ended up hiring Paul Watson because he created a giant online database and was posting up to 10 articles a day of mainstream news in England where they were catching giant pedophile rings everywhere, Satanism, murder of children, you name it. And I was covering it, and I started having Paul write for InfoWars 16 years ago. And I've never seen Paul so pissed yesterday as he was in the fourth hour when he brought all this up and what they're saying about all this, because clearly what this has become is MSM has come out with all these articles saying Alex Jones admits he's a liar. There's no pedophilia in the elite. There's no corruption. Nothing's happening. It's not what I said. I said, yeah, there were articles out there about a basement in a place and menus that weren't real in some cases, and we didn't create those. We didn't report on them for weeks. Our listeners got mad and said, look at this. We're like, God, that looks pretty crazy. Plus, they had some rock bands there saying things I'm not going to repeat, you know. And then the media turned it into this whole hysteria and said it was my story. And I said, no, it's not. And stop attaching me to whatever new stuff MSM basically makes up. Because I figured it out. MSM was finding the most obscure rumors online that they were probably posting. Media's been caught doing this before, false flagging. And then saying, I said it. I didn't say Hillary was at the bottom of this pizza place killing people. It's a damn lie. They edited tapes of me on NPR, on CNN, on Fox, everywhere. My lawyers say I have a case, by the way, but I don't have the time to mess with it. Where I said she's a mass murderer for Syria and Libya and killed all these kids. She's responsible. They edited that to what I said. It was in a pizza place. And then I come out and I clarify, because people are innocent until proven guilty, and I think most stuff said about that place is wrong. That's the very definition of coming out and being honest, and they use that to lie all over the news about Jones now says his outrageous theory that Hillary's connected to pedophilia was all a lie. Didn't say that. Hillary Clinton is up to her eyeballs with pedophiles and pedophilia and representing pedophiles and Jerry Epstein and Wiener, and we told you first the child porn investigation before it was in the news. We have real law enforcement sources, just like we do on Hillary falling down. I mean, you see the guests we have on? Former top CIA contractors? Like Mr. Peronto and countless others. I mean, obviously the president calls me. I talk to the president. Yes, I got big sources. And I told you the president's going to start going after all this. But I read people like Margaret Sullivan weighing in with her holier-than-thou crap. Hey, Margaret, where's your article about Madeleine Albright admitting 500,000 Iraqi kids died under Madeleine Albright's sanctions with Bill Clinton, and they were a good price to pay, and she gets off on talking about dead kids? Hey, lady. Forget pedophilia. What about that, lady? You don't have jack squat to say. Just like you don't about Hillary. I came, I saw he died, putting the jihadis in over 15 countries, murdering hundreds of thousands in Syria alone, blowing up hundreds of churches, throwing gay people off buildings, and I'm upset, and you call me an Islamophobe? Because I don't like wholesale from Cairo, Egypt, to Aleppo, Syria, tens of thousands of gays being murdered? Those are just people to me. I don't care what their sexual preference is. I'm pissed off. But you just sit there and you dehumanize me and you take my heartfelt correction and the media twists the living hell out of it to then say Jones admits he made it all up. The Clintons aren't connected to pedophilia. Ah. You're right. They're not connected. They are pedophilia. Hillary Clinton is a murderer of children. Hillary Clinton is a degenerate witch. Then they have like 60 Minutes pieces. Oh, Hillary's not even sick. Look, they made it up. She never even fell down. They show you edited video that doesn't show her falling down when a few seconds later she does. My God, how discredited is a 60 Minutes? But I had somebody on the street this morning. I was in a bank. Walk up to me when I was closing an account. It was a liberal area of Austin, and the tellers could hardly even talk. They were so freaked out. I was there just staring and shaking their heads like the devil had come in. And this guy goes, oh, I saw your buddy Cernovich on 60 Minutes. Boy, he got destroyed. Oh, yeah. And I was like, what, because some arrogant, swole-up host we don't even know the name of sat there and made jokes that he said Hillary fell down? And, like, the guy was trying to make me, like, feel small, like, oh, yeah, I'm surprised you weren't on there, like, huh? And I said, do you even know the name of that host on there? And he goes, no, I don't. I go, notice that. We used to know Mike Wallace and Stahl and all their names, didn't we? You don't know their name now. What does that mean? And the guy's like, what does it mean? And I went, it means you weren't conscious while you're watching it, and they're not stars anymore. Nobody knows their name. You know my name, and you know my guest name, Mike Cernovich. You don't know the host name in his speak suit. Laughing at Cernovich, like, and Cernovich laughs back. I mean, I sat there and had senior Secret Service tell me she's having convulsions every 30 minutes to every 45 minutes. Follow her. There's a black ambulance. It's getting worse. You'll catch it. And then it happened. I said it on air. She's falling down. She's in a black ambulance. You see it happen 3 weeks later, and their answer is, the Clinton campaign said she's in great health. Well, the Clinton campaign may say that baboons don't have purple butts, but they do, bro. So, Scott Pele, I guess is his name. I mean, you talk about a fake, arrogant, effete, stuffed shirt guy that takes himself seriously. Here, let me act like Scott Pele. Well, you do know. Oh, you want to say that? The campaign says Hillary is totally well. I mean, it's like a cartoon character. You're like, hey, the sky's blue, Scott Pele. You say it is? Really? I mean, who comes up with this? But see, for an unconscious person, that looks like credibility to the type of folks that watch 60 Minutes. And, you know, back in the day, 60 Minutes would report on low-level corruption. They wouldn't do high-level, but they'd show hospitals taking your organs and killing you. And I mean, it was really going on. And they'd show, you know, that Chevrolet covered up exploding gas tanks. Now, they're just water bearers, water carriers. That's why 60 Minutes has called me. You know what our email says back to them? Make up whatever you want. Most people will be scrabbling. Alex, you're turning down Nightline and Discovery Channel and History Channel and CNN and MSNBC, but it's always taped. So they can go, why do you love Hitler, Alex? I actually had this happen in one interview. And then they cut to me from a separate part of the interview while they're, oh, we're changing tapes. Just sit there for a minute. And you can see they're not changing tapes. They're looking at each other. They're waiting until you make a funny face or something. Why do you love Hitler? And then they, 5 minutes before, you're like waiting. You're like, Jones couldn't respond to why he didn't love Hitler. That's what Katie Couric got caught in the gun thing doing. Show me one example of where guns stop crime. They all had a huge documented evidence. It just cut to all five on the panel going, because they had them sit there for 30 minutes saying, oh, we're just waiting with cameras on them. But folks were smart. They were there recording the whole thing. Good try, scumbag. All right, let me be a good boy and play some clips. Let me be a good boy and play some clips and then open the phones up. I had a Roger Stone host of the fourth hour. Listen, here's the deal. If I told you we were under attack, it'd be a lie. We're under super savage, foaming at the mouth, pack of piranhas on PCP with rabies. We'll probably have a New York Times article saying that piranhas can't get rabies. I know. It's a figure of speech. But it's a great honor. I love it, actually. Then I just don't want to lose. And if they can shut us down, which they're trying to do, you know, over the years, I don't make a lot of these, hey, they're coming after us things. I mean, they're really coming after us. You can see it everywhere. And they're openly trying to lobby to shut everything we do down. The answer is pray for us first. Spread the links and know through human intelligence, HUMET, human action, the articles, the videos to your friends, your family, your neighbors, calling to talk radio, InfoWars.com. It's censored. This could backfire. It is backfiring. InfoWars is getting more traffic than ever. Prison Planet, more traffic than ever. If you spread the word now more than ever, if great folks like Drudge Report, who's linked to us today on the Michael Moore thing, keep linking to us, but if you keep promoting Drudge as well, there's not many stalwart groups out there resisting this. If you sign up for our free newsletters, we can send you stuff via the underground, infowars.com/newsletter. We can break the back of this globalist operation. But we've got amazing nutraceuticals and supplements like the bone broth and turmeric and more, caveman formula that's so amazing. And we've got 30% off the X2 and the BioTrue Selenium right now, either individually or together. We've got so many other things going at InfoWarsStore.com. It's so important to make that physical contribution where you physically get something of yourself. You help us. It's symbiotic. It's amazing. So take action today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, there's hundreds of reviews for Caveman, 4.7-star reviews on Power Reviews, third-party sites, unheard of. Like, I really should just read some reviews for the products. Here's one. Super Combo, Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine, 30% off, and individually or together. Let me give you some of these. This is from Monica, an undisclosed place, 5.0. This is the best iodine supplement I've ever used. I've been taking a natural thyroid supplement for a couple of years and noticed it wasn't really working for me. Yeah, it's usually bound. You can't absorb it. For me as well as it had at first. I heard about this iodine after taking different supplements, kelp, etc. Decided to give it a try. I noticed a difference immediately. It's from deep earth crystals. It's like alien blood. It'll eat through concrete before we put it in the gas form. Got to have DEA licenses to have it. I mean, we got the real stuff, folks. Oh, you can make anything with iodine. It has been a year since I first purchased this product, and I've been taking it religiously every day. I no longer take the other thyroid supplements thanks to this amazing product. If you're not taking iodine, you're missing out. I love InfoWars products. Here's another one. This is from Sierra, another undisclosed location, 5-star review. Extra energy and brain boost. BioTrue Selenium is awesome. I take it with Nation Iodine, and I feel like I have extra energy and a brain boost. I'll be able to accomplish the day with the to-do's list with ease. I love this product. Thank you. We'll recommend it to others. By the way, somebody took my BioTrue Selenium out of here. Somebody get me a bottle, please. I don't mean to take that. Thank you. Oh, actually, I found it falling down the floor. I got it. When I forget to take it, I have less energy. Now, I'll be honest. Whatever it does in the body, it maximizes the hormones and stuff you've already got. It's what they said in the literature. When I take it every day, I have more energy. I lose weight. I feel great. The hair falls out, which I don't really mind. But that's a well-known thing with selenium. If it's BioTrue, if it's real selenium from mustard seed, it'll you know, I mean, being a man's got side effects. Who needs hair? I mean, quite frankly, I just don't like being the in-between point, you know? I mean, women love it when you know, if you're a man and you got your head shaved. I mean, it's all just more Madison Avenue Hollywood crap that, you know, women don't like if you don't have a bunch of hair on your head. It's a load of BS, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. I just took my selenium and dribbled stuff down my shirt. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and to say you're funding the tip of the spear is a cliche, but we're it, folks. And I just absolutely honored to be here with you, and I love you all, and I appreciate you. And let's go ahead and shift into what I mentioned earlier. Here we go. During the last break, I was back there in the coffee room, in the break room. And they had CNN on. And they were like, the Russian narrative, understanding the scandal that could bring down Trump. Is he a Russian agent? So now it's not just that his people are Russian agents for daring to talk to the Russians like you're supposed to do. Now he's a Russian agent, and Nunes is a Russian agent, and Rand Paul's a Russian agent. They've said it, and I'm a Russian agent. Never been to Russia, no Russian blood, nothing. We have one great Russian-American Army veteran here, who's a great lady. I'll hire more Russians who are like her. But we're to the point, I got to say, yeah, out of 70 people, we got a Russian here. Because I'm under criminal investigation to see if I'm getting directives from the Russians. Does that mean Obama's FBI stay-behind groups got on our servers and planted something? Hello, comrade. Yes, what do I do? Oh, I promote borders and sovereignty and the family and Christianity and defeating radical Islam and bringing our jobs back and making America totally dominant. Thank you for wanting us to be dominant, Putin. Thank you, Putin. But remember, it was in the New York Times everywhere that they saved intelligence. They had it. They were giving leaks to the media showing Trump was under Russian control, but then there was nothing really there, so they had to back off and said Trump wasn't saying it. I know you know this, but I'm watching this and unmasking names and all of it. They did it. They admitted they wiretapped. They admitted they did it. So Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking and shared it with the media. Matthew Rosenberg, who goes on TV and says I'm insane and made all this up. But then meanwhile, it's up on Infowars.com, Obama defense deputy admitted spying on Trump. Paul says, did they? I mean, she did. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Evelyn Farkas has caused controversy after she appeared to admit during an appearance on MSNBC. So that's the old propaganda. Say you have the evidence, you spied. They're like, wait, you're not supposed to say that. They have no memories. We're telling them that never happened. Farkas explained to Mika Brzezinski, who literally her father has sworn to destroy Russia. He just hates Russia. Most Poles don't hate Russia. He does. He's completely insane. The Obama administration scrambled to gather information about the Trump team's alleged ties to Russia. And it goes on. She was the former head for the Pentagon and the State Department. She was advisor there of the entire U.S.-Russian anti-Russian operation. Just look at this whack job. But she goes on and tells the truth. Then they flip out. She was the woman deploying the $5 billion against Ukraine to overthrow their government, all of it. And they're like, hey, lady, you're not supposed to admit it. She's like, but it was in the newspaper. I ran the operation. Just, no, you didn't. Okay, now Trump's a liar. It's totally insane that he ever was spied on. You understand? She's like, no, he was. He's a Russian. We have the evidence. When he was in the transition, he talked to him. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, she talked to Nunes. Did you hear? He talked to the head of the House Intelligence Committee. And Trey Gowdy goes, who are you supposed to talk to? I mean, soon Trump can't talk to his own family. Trump was seen today talking to someone. He's an agent. The globalists are the ones destroying our country, not the Russians. We have common ground with Russia and everybody else that wants out from under this. Japan wants to make a deal with Trump to be actually free. Now from under that, they've never been free. They were organized as an engine of deindustrialization for the elites to siphon off the money the Japanese made into China and the sellout of America and Japan. Japan gets it. They're ready to get in bed with us all the way. So South Korea. Trump knows what's going on, folks. That's why these people that want to play God over us are crapping their polka-dotted drawers. So let's go to this former Obama head of Russia operations for the Pentagon admitting they were spying on Trump. Here it is.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly, speaking to people on the Hill. Mm-hmm.
Obama officials raced to preserve Russian trail. That was the version of print that they then had online, but start it over. Here it is.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
a lot going on today.
Yeah.
Mark,
that's why you have the leaking.
The circle is now complete. We're spying on him. We have all the proof, but there's not proof. Plus, the leak's illegal. So we were never spying. He's insane. Now, back to we were spying. We have all the evidence. Something tells me this lady ain't going to make America great again. Doesn't want our taxes cut. Doesn't want to secure our borders. She ought to get with the Russian program making us great again. Just like Trump did by turning the coal back on. That devastated the Russian gas exports. So that's what Russia would want, right?
To devastate the gas march. Exports. The empire's on the
run. They'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huber's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Covered a plethora of news today, to say the least. I'd like to open the phones up until Roger Stone joins us to cover whatever issue you want to hit on. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Not first-time callers. Anybody wants to call, agree, disagree, whatever the case is. I should probably sometime this week open the phones up for Democrats, because I know you're listening. To really tell me how Trump's bad and hasn't gotten the best small business numbers since 1984 and the best consumer confidence index in 16 years, and the media celebrating his defeat He didn't get Obamacare repealed the first try. Oh, my God. It's incredible. Took Obama 3 years to pass it. And, like, in the same programs on CNN, he's crazy. No one spied on him. But we spied on him, and we have the evidence. We're like, what? And it's not lost on these audiences that in the same programs, they'll contradict themselves. The same people. It's like they said, we're at war against logic. Just be as illogical and lie as much as possible. In fact, since the election, they've gone from being horrible liars before the election to being unbelievable liars during it to now like a cult religiously committing to the most fantastical lies. We're spying on Trump. We have all the evidence, blah, blah, blah. Then, of course, there is no evidence. We were never spying on him. So, of course, we were spying on him. We never said we weren't spying. I know I'm obsessed on this. It's just, it's like everything they do. It's just crazy. Trump's the biggest failure in American history. Yeah, sure. Well, Trump works for the elite, so I'm Noam Chomsky. Yeah, sure. Meanwhile, in the next sentence he says, and he's scapegoating the elites. And the poor Muslims, can I go to these Muslim countries and be a Christian? Can my daughters walk down the streets without hoods over their heads? The answer is, hell no. So shut up. Stop trying to come where I'm open and I'm free and piss on me and tell me I'm bad. I'm done. I don't have any guilt. It's over. Understand? I'm pissed off. Stories on Infowars.com. We should show it. We should tweet it out and make a big deal out of it. It's my analysis from yesterday and all the articles and documentation. Oh, we mentioned this yesterday. Facebook helps Pakistan identify thought criminals and have them arrested so they can be hung if they criticize Islam. I mean, good God. Facebook is just proving itself to China. I wanted to repost it. Did we ever repost it? It was a big thing at the start of the show I wanted to do. I wanted to repost my whole analysis and then tweet it about it was a big deal. I wanted to post about how the COG, the Democratic Party, admits they're planning to overthrow Trump using shadow government. Or you can say shadow government admits plan to overthrow Trump using violence. That was my most important thing of the day. That was all I wanted was that. Is that posted? Because I'll just, where is it? It needs to be in the top tile. I know. I'm not mad. I just like, I want a top tile that I should have said, do not put it in the top tile. It doesn't matter. It's a no big deal. They're openly saying they want to kill the president and overthrow him. No big deal. I just am my head spinning at this point. Yeah, it's Dems admit shadow government plan to violently overthrow Trump. Let's post it as the red link, R-E-D, link on Infowars.com. Now, Roger Stone's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to go to him briefly so he can give us a little prelude to what's coming up. And then I'm going to tweet this out. With the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. I'm going to ask the listeners to get this out to everybody out there. We could have, like, Jeopardy music. The crews are awesome. There's some, like, nebula thing that happens. Like, if something's key, I should say it is not key. No, not the radio crew. The rest of the crew are great, too. I just think that might be important. Somebody might care about it. You know, we might want to make a big deal of it. Tell me this, Nico. What section is it in? How were you even able to find it then? It's in the RSS feed. Okay. Well, hey, if there's martial law, there won't be a show. I just walk off. Let's get a rebroadcast ready. Let's get a clip here ready. The elite want to collectivize. He's got John Bounds' report. Let's just get that ready, and we'll go to Roger later, maybe. But who knows? Hell, you know. Who knows? Because it's not even a big deal. No one even cares that they're openly saying they want to overthrow the president violently, and they're gearing up, and then they're going to have to suspend Congress for 6 months and do all this, and they're openly trying to organize it. Doesn't matter. And I agree. I don't care either. It's totally normal. Here's John Bounds' report. Davos man is dead. Bilderberg man is dead. The guy that founded Bilderberg literally died, as you know, a few days ago, Dave Rockefeller.
The United Nations can and should play an essential role in helping the world find a satisfactory way of stabilizing world population.
We are severely lacking in teaching our youth about the Constitution of the United States and about the government of the United States. But there's plenty of money and there's plenty of help from the establishment to teach them about the United Nations.
But in their own writings, they're saying globalism is dead, and they're not saying it to play possum. Their corrupt system is going to fall. Now they're just trying to steal as much money as they can and run to armored redoubts in the Pacific Ocean. Globalism is criminal. It is anti-human. It is a horrible ideology. The worst the world's ever seen. It comes out of the eugenics, social Darwinism movement that spawned the fascist, like Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. It's bad. And Hitler and Mussolini were unorganized morons compared to the globalist. But they don't care if you're white or black. They want to dumb everybody down and play us off, but they use race politics posing as the left. That's the global plan. 3 million North African Muslims are waiting under the UN Migration / Borders Board, run by the founder of the EU, Peter Sutherland, and they're ordering Europe right now, the EU under UN, talk about dictatorship, to let 3 million in the next 6 months. 3 million on top of the 5 million documented, 80% of them military age men, flooding in. What is that plan?
Migrants in general, and in every country in Europe, make greater fiscal contributions than they take in benefits.
All right, that's the globalists pushing the whole agenda. Popping in, and we're going to go to your phone calls, is Roger Stone. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today. Roger, so much going on. I think the word of the hour is their whole Russian narrative has collapsed. They're the ones illegally spying, no proof of Russia. But expanding into that, they're now trying to openly call for us to be shut down and censored. David Brock is publicly going to Google asking that we be banned.
Alex, I think that's a very good summary. Coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern is the Podesta Hour, because now what we've figured out is this entire Russian Trump collusion meme was invented by Podesta himself, and it's ingenious. It distracts attention from the fact that it is he and his brother and Bill and Hillary Clinton extracting millions and millions from the clique around Putin. And it sends the national media and all their fellow travelers within the media into a media frenzy trying to find non-existent links between Trump and Russia. So I think the American people need to be reminded of the corruption of the Clintons and Podesta in that part of the world. This is his time in the barrel that I was referring to. As you saw, the president himself tweeted this several days ago, so he gets it. Cav is a campaign of disinformation. Now, as you point out, with the Russian claims collapsing and no evidence or proof that would ever hold up in a court of law, it becomes clear that their plan to wiretap, in essence, to put the president or a candidate for president under surveillance and then a president-elect under surveillance was based on naked political motives rather than any legitimate concern about Russian infiltration into our American political system. This is why they have to go to Google and Facebook and pressure them not to carry the real news.
Because we are kicking the living... We're kicking the living daylights out of them. And I know our audience knows this is fake, but they're the foot soldiers, the true commandos, the shock troops. I know you know this, folks. We have to keep getting it out because they've now gone back, as I just played 10 minutes ago, to saying, oh, yes, we have the secret intelligence that he's a Russian agent. So they've gone back full circle to 3 months ago as if we have no memory. And I keep going back to this goldfish thing, but Gruber and others admit it. They're betting everything on the public not having memories, Roger Stone.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They continue to have nothing. They keep changing their story. The New York Times wrote on January 20th that they had emails, records of financial transactions, and then on the 30th, they added to that telephone intercept transcripts, proving collusion between Trump associates and the Russians. Where are they?
Well, they have the former head of the Pentagon's Russia program Assistant Secretary of Defense Evelyn Farkas saying everything was spied on. Again, but then there's nothing there. Now they say Nunes talking to Trump is a Russian plot. Now the House Intelligence Committee head can't talk to Trump. These people are crazy.
Now, let's be clear about this. Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff are desperate because Nunes is getting much too close to the truth. Nunes is a patriot. He's not an attorney.
Isn't it crazy, though, that this is just normal courage in telling the truth, but in a Congress full of cowards, the guy's a superstar?
Well, and the attempts to discredit him, the Daily Beast today, I think the Daily Beast is actually dictated at the Democratic National Committee, and they just take it down over.
Well, they admit that. That came out in the WikiLeaks.
I mean, this is an absurdity. Nunes is a hero. InfoWars listeners, just as I've urged the followers of Stone Cold Truth, should contact his office and commend him for standing tall in the face of this liberal, you know, assault.
And he has stood tall. Let's shift gears.
He's done the right thing.
What do you make of the DNC firing every staffer they've got? When Trump fires 46 U.S. attorneys, it's the end of the world, even though Clinton fired 93, totally normal. The Democrats are firing all their people.
Well, at least they got fired, unlike Mark Rich. He took three in the back of the head. Fellow who handed the documents over, not Mark Rich, but Seth Rich.
Seth Rich. Oh, his family says it's foul play.
Being fired to being shot in the streets of D.C., and that the Seth Rich crime is as yet unsolved.
So everybody should email their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers. Tune in next hour to hear the proof, which is we know, but now it's all come out. Him, his brother, all of it, literally on the Russian payroll. And we don't blame the Russians. That's what we do to them. The point is they do that for their country. We do it for ours. Trump has no connections to Russians. He's just approaching it as a business deal by business deal. If it's better for America to have coal, so what if it hurts Russia? I mean, you know, quite frankly, a lot of what he's been doing is devastating Russia. And I'm sorry for them. That's just the way it is. But the claim that he's this Russian agent, that's more and more getting put to bed. But people should tune in to see all the proof of why Podesta cooked this up, just like he's under investigation, the FBI, Wiener for child porn. We said that first in the news. So they get the media to focus on a pizza place, get us to cover it, so they can divert off of what they're doing in New York City. They're very, very good at that, aren't they?
No, it's extraordinary. Look, some of the incredible investigative work that is being done about regarding child sex trafficking out of Haiti being done by people who are allied with the
top population. Hillary operatives.
This has not yet, I think, had the full exploration it needs to have in the media. But,
can you imagine if we had a photo of Hillary?
As long as there is an InfoWars, as long as we have free access to the internet, the truth will always come out.
Well, I'm excited. You'll go live about 8 after. I'll do the first 5 minutes to take calls. Thank you, Nico. Nico's bringing the news. Yeah, Trump is a Chinese agent. Holy Toledo! Now, oh my gosh, they take everything we say that's true about Hillary and all of my intelligence sources and the missile secrets and the congressional hearings and meeting with Chinese generals in the White House and taking money. And now they know that I've said we should come out that she's a Chinese agent, that Trump should say this and there should be hearings. And they headed us off. Thomas L. Friedman, this just broke. Trump is a Chinese agent. Wow. I guess I'm going to be one in a minute, too. The big story everyone's chasing is whether President Trump's a Russian stooge. See, now that's failing, the new thing. Wrong. That's all smoke screen. Trump is actually a Chinese agent. He's clearly out to make China great again. Just look at the facts. Wow. Next level, Roger Stone. They are desperate. We lose Roger Stone? I think his phone just cut out. Yeah, Roger, your phone cut out for a minute. Have you heard the latest? Trump is now a Chinese agent? Yeah, we lost him. He's coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Roger will be on Skype, I'm told, not phone. He's getting the studio set up right now. Okay. Wow. The Chinese communist president 2 months ago in Davos, in Switzerland, on top of a mountain, said, I will block America and Trump. I'm buying up Hollywood. They were like, oh, we love you. Oh, please help. Please help destroy, defeat the Americans. That's how sold out our elite are. They literally go, defeat the Americans. They don't even identify. You understand? This isn't rhetoric. They literally are. I've shown you hundreds of articles and clips saying the Chinese communists will save the New World Order. The Chinese were burning down part of Paris yesterday because one guy got killed by the cops. It was a Chinese citizen in some raid. The Muslims out of Turkey are saying, we rule you, submit, or we'll burn down the entire of Europe. I mean, this is last week and this week. I've entered everything we said is happening in live time. I can't even believe how crazy it is. I can't believe our response is at 10 times worse. I'm not a fascist. I don't want violence. They're calling for violence. They want COG. They want overthrow. They're communist Chinese run that oppress their own people. They're Islamic bullied and run. I guess only the Muslims and Chinese communists got the nerve to push folks around. Well, you're pushing the wrong people around. If Trump arrested 5,000 Chinese agents tomorrow and arrested the leadership of the Democratic Party that's been working with the COG to overthrow the president, I would absolutely get behind it. You're going to get jury trials, okay, before you get your asses thrown in prison. But you want to arrest us? You want to shut us up? You want a death battle? You got one. Fill your hands. That's a lot of talk from a one-eyed fat man. You're going to find out in the end, aren't you? A little bit of poetry there. You can pick it up. Let's skip this break so we have more time. I need to do a show soon. I want to do all this. That's point blank. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Concerning Noam Chomsky, as an absolute gatekeeper, he basically was a red flag for me several years ago. I was kind of new to the 9/11 truth movement, and came across the video where he was invited as some kind of keynote speaker at a Canadian.
He was attacking me and others in 9/11 truth and saying it doesn't exist.
And he was saying it was just irrelevant, and it doesn't really matter who did it, and that it was.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Who did 9/11? If it was a question about the Saudis and the 28 pages, which, again, is just part of it, it brings it all down. Exactly. No, that's what I mean. I'm so sick of fake intellectuals who just act like they've read the classics or act like they've read philosophy or act like they've read 500 books on World War II. They're fakes. The guy picks a few big words to wow a bunch of people that think he's their guru. Go ahead.
James Corbett did a great piece dedicated to Noam Chomsky a couple years back. It was all about an hour-long piece about different examples where he's a gatekeeper, and Richard Gage called him out as being a gatekeeper. You know, I think, you know, he doesn't want to implicate his buddies in the Mossad for 9/11, you know, or his elite buddies all across the board. I mean, he's obviously a gatekeeper. I mean, that's what he's there for.
Absolutely. I don't want to just attack Chomsky. It's just some old guy with hair growing out the end of his nose with a bunch of weirdos. Like, he's like Yoda. He sits on little stools and goes, mm-hmm. When he's funded by the power structure doesn't like Trump. Because if he has his way, their monopolies are over. And we're all going to be fabulously rich if we're willing to work. Look at how each generation gets more wealthy. Under globalism, that's all going to end. Everybody comes to America because of the free market. Is it perfect? Hell no. Does America have problems? You bet. But she's the sexiest lady there is. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Shane. God, I love this country. See, I used to grow up hearing how great Texas was and how great America was in my family. I thought it was some type of pride, just some type of arrogance. I never liked arrogance. I misunderstood. It was more reverence. Because as bad as Texas and America is, God, compared to the others, it was totally different. And I'd hear this stuff growing up, and then I read history books, and it was real. Like, this ancestor did this, and this ancestor did that. And I actually looked it up, and it was, like, true. And I was like, wow. And I thought, well, everybody must feel this way, right? They're like, well, yeah, everybody feels this way. And that's what's so frustrating, is that there's a whole birthright for everybody. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Asian, white. If you're my neighbors, I just want you to be into success and happy and cool and want to have a good time. It's what you think. It's what you do. It's not what color you are. That's so obvious and so fundamental. But you look at the left today, what they push is the complete difference to that. Quite frankly, being around people that just look like you is a little old, you know? But see, what they're doing is all forced. It's all just lowest common denominator, a bunch of entitled scumbags trying to rule over everybody. It's not going to go on forever. All right, who's up next here? Sharon in Ohio. Sharon, you're on the air, Sharon.
Alex.
Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Thank you so much for all that you do. And I just had a comment about a letter I received. The CDC is currently getting ready to do some studies to make sure all of our children are getting all their vaccinations and immunizations and all that. And I think it's,
yeah, it's been in the news. We've covered it. We should cover it more. It's intimidation tactics. It's putting you in databases. It's bullying you. And it's reporting you to CPS and stuff. So I would not talk to the CDC when they call you or come to your door. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I just moved into this apartment. I believe this was for the person who
sure, I mean, if a guy, you know, with like a red sash and a white shirt with an iron cross and a black cloak at 2 a.m. knocks on your door and he's got big mesmerizing eyes and black, jet black hair combed back, you might not want to invite him in either.
Well, I'm heavily armed and I can take care of myself very well. And besides that, I walk with the Lord. So I just want to say, God
exactly. So tell us what the loving CDC that knowingly injected black people with syphilis and nerve gas GIs and uranium testing on homeless kids. Tell us what they were doing at your door.
Well, they didn't come to my door. I just received a letter saying they would be calling about this study they're doing. I was apparently chosen by random computer. And they specifically are interested in the names of your children that are between the ages of 17 and 37 months, or children between teenagers 13 to 17 years. Now, the middle school, I mean, you know, the elementary school students, I guess they feel they've already got them covered.
Well, you know, they're upset. You know, it wasn't enough to maim my grandmother and admittedly know they gave it to her with the polio shot. They want to make sure your kids are as brain damaged and, or dead as possible, but go ahead.
I've been a natural health consultant for 30 years, and I've been
sure you're being targeted. No one should talk to these people. But what's the main report?
Well, the main thing is I just feel like this is a big fishing expedition, and I don't have any children school aged. I do have grandchildren, and you know, thank God
they're bombing everybody with this. Then once they get you on the phone, then they harass you, then they try to like claim it's neglect, and they try to send CPS to your house. Don't answer the phone when the CDC calls. They're there to give you diseases. Or that hurt you and your family. That's their admitted goal.
Wouldn't it be ironic if what's going on with Hillary is, you know, due to a vaccination and the immunization of some kind she took? You know, that would be sweet.
Well, the elites admit they, quote, get the clean vaccines, but those can still have adverse reactions. By the way, if you're a new listener, you can Google German elite take clean vaccine or British elite or Chinese elite take clean vaccine. There's something to learned immunity. It has its own side effects, but they're putting stuff in them, folks. It's declassified in hundreds of cases. People need to know that. They just think you're stupid, and so they hope you don't look. Thank you, Sharon. I've got articles today about Gardasil killing more young women or paralyzing them. Let's go ahead and talk to Raven in North Carolina, then we'll go to Steve and Jim. Raven, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask a question about Senator John McCain and his little cabin boy there, Lindsey Graham. But first, I wanted to plug real quick a YouTube video. It's 22 seconds long. People can just go to YouTube and look up Freudian slip, Mossad agent, and it's a Fox News 5 interview of some Homeland Security expert, but apparently some people dug into his background.
So it's Freudian slip, Mossad agent.
Yeah, Freudian slip. And,
all right.
But, you know, I've noticed since the very beginning that the two main guys out there at the forefront of all this are Senator John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Saying everybody's a Russian agent, trying to derail the Trump presidency. And, you know, these two guys, I think an argument can certainly be made. I've long believed that they work for the Jewish mafia. And, you know, they keep saying everybody that is pro-Trump, pro-America, in the interest of the American people, works for Russia. How come nobody ever points out that they're working for the Jewish mafia?
Well, there is undoubtedly a Jewish mafia, and the ADL will say you're anti-Semitic. No, there's Italian mafia, Irish mafia, Jewish mafia, Jamaican mafia, and there's mafias, there's Dixie mafia, and absolutely the Jewish mafia then, if you criticize it, then says you're anti-Semitic, but the Jewish mafia is a very powerful mafia. You know, it's in the Godfather movies that are based on true stories. They just change the names, absolutely. And the Jewish mafia mainly feeds on Jews, so like the ringworm, Sephardic Jews, they killed over 100,000 of them in radiation tests. So, you know, one of the biggest enemies of Jews is the Jewish mafia. They work with Hitler. Well, I mean, the head of the Jewish mafia is George Soros. He's at.